AM 790 Talk and Business presents Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Join Bronwyn to hear about the next Waterfire event in downtown Providence, plus other great cultural events happening in the community. Now, here's your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser.
And hello, 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 and welcome to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. We are underwritten by National Grid and sponsored in part by Lifetime Medical. And boy, what a hot day it is out there, everybody. I'm not sure how you're feeling, but I came into the studio and I thought I was melting. But now it's a little bit better, and I'm feeling a little bit cooler. And I'm remembering this last weekend's water fire, which was absolutely beautiful weather. And, you know, it's very interesting because two of my guests that are going to be my first guests on the show today were actually at water fire this weekend. So they'll be able to tell you what their take on it was. It was quite an interesting night. We had some lightning flashes in the background, but, you know, we didn't get hit on the river, which was a very good thing. And to my producer, Brett, hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right, thanks.
Yeah, did you have a good weekend?
I did, thank you.
What'd you do?
Not really all that much, but it was relaxing.
You didn't come down to water fire, did you?
I did not.
You know, Brett, one of these days, we're going to get you down there. It's going to come. But anyway, I wanted to, you know, today is really an important show to me just because, as we all know, water fire is all about community. And we work with tons of volunteers to put on the event and to make it possible for people. But today's show is about even more of the other wonderful things happening here in Rhode Island, and all about community action and people that are doing just amazing things, not only to help our youth, but just to help make Rhode Island a better place to live and to work and to be. So without further ado, I am so excited to introduce you to my first two guests. I've got Kobe Dennis and Sean Holly, who have both been working on something called, well, Project Night Vision, which we'll talk about. But also, if you haven't heard about it, I'm not sure what rock you've been under, but the Providence Midnight Summer Basketball League. I think it's just wrapped up, but I really was excited to have these guys on to talk about the work they're doing with inner city youth and everything that's going on. So, hello, gentlemen.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? That was a very deep hello. I think that was Sean Holly over there.
Definitely wasn't me.
And Kobe Dennis. But, you know, guys, one, congratulations on, you know, just this Midnight Basketball League and just doing wonderful things for our youth. I'm going to start with you, Kobe. Could you describe to us, one, what the program is and what you've been doing?
Sure. Well, first of all, thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely.
It's a pleasure. The Midnight Basketball League was definitely a culmination of a law enforcement community and a business community actually getting together to show Providence and the state of Rhode Island what we could do when we all come as one. With basketball as the backdrop, we was able to create an atmosphere of fun, excitement, business opportunities for local people to vend. It was just a great time. We had about 350 players, about 100 staff members, and thousands of fans literally every night as we hosted basketball games from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. in four locations around the city.
They're happening at four different locations
at the same time?
That's awesome.
Same time.
And so what were the ages of the participants here?
So the ages were 18 plus, we called it. So our youngest player was 18, and our oldest was 52.
All right. Nice. Yeah. And so I guess when we were talking before we came on air, you were telling me, tell me about yourself and what brought you to want to bring basketball back. You had said that 20 years ago you had a program like this that was happening, right?
Well, 20 years ago, I can't claim responsibility for it, but I definitely was a part of it. I was actually just a fan hanging out. I had wrapped up my basketball career. I just came home from the Navy. I was a Navy vet and served in, 89 to 93. And when I came home, there was just an excitement going on, and it was, you know, the Midnight League, and everyone in the city would, you know, go home and get dressed and get ready to go watch basketball throughout the city. Thousands of people from all over the city and in the state. So, 20 years, fast forward 20 years ahead, I was just wondering why we never had it, and digging deeper and researching it, it was all about money. And so we found a way this year to bring it together and say, look, if we can get the community to support this, we can put it on.
All right, because I know, so you've been working with Sean Holly. Sean, what is your position here with...
Well, I help out Kobe in any capacity needed, but let me start off by saying that Kobe's being very modest in his explanation of the Midnight League and his involvement. He's really been pretty major in terms of he took an initiative to the mayor, him, Kobe, the mayor, director of recreation, Mike Stevens, they all collaborated and were on board, but Kobe was the spearhead. He really got the guys rallied together to bring back this initiative, the Providence Midnight Summer Basketball League, which has been huge in the community, and arguably second to, or maybe next to, the Water Fires, the hottest brand out there in the area. Certainly the Midnight League is right there. It's been very important for the community.
Well, I would think so, because, I mean, one of the things that we, I know that with Waterfire that we try to do is give people options of things that are positive, whether it's volunteering with us or just coming down to the
Absolutely.
Event. And I can only imagine that, one, we know what an important part sports plays in people's lives, especially kids that are inner city kids, gives them something to do.
Right.
So what have you seen? I mean, when you actually take a look at the areas where you're doing this basketball, how are you finding that it's affecting people's lives or changing lives?
Well, I look at each, I mean, as Kobe mentioned, it's four venues, and each venue really is kind of reflective of the community that it sits in. We have the Johnny Brito, Gaynell Street Court. There's the Billy Taylor, Buckland Park Court. There's Davis Park Court and Davy Lopes Court. But each court is reflective of, as far as the fans, the community, the players that play in it, the vendors, the businesses attached to it, is kind of a microcosm of that particular area. But it's been... not just inner city, I mean, because you got players from all walks of life that are playing. I mean, it's some very strong colleges and universities that are represented in the league. There's Providence College, University of Connecticut, Johnson & Wales, UMass Dartmouth, Bristol Community College.
So it really does. It runs the gamut of who's participating in this. Does somebody have to pay to participate in this? Or how does that work? Do you become a... Is there a membership involved, or do you sign up and you've got a kind of audition? I say audition, so I'm an actress. Do you have to audition for the team?
Shoot three foul shots and you're in. No. We actually allowed the league. It was the mayor's idea to absolutely let the league become free. Mm-hmm. It was also the mayor of Providence's idea to spread it out to the state of Rhode Island. It was just going to be a Providence league. And then we said, what better way to show, you know, unity, but letting the whole, invite it to the whole state. So it was a free league. Not only did the players all receive a jersey with their sponsor on the back, they also received a free pair of Reebok sneakers from Reebok. Reebok made a $30,000 donation, and all 350 players received sneakers valued at $150.
That's awesome. I mean, just to, again, to get that, you know, people coming together to actually make it happen. Because we were talking about that, you know, one thing that a lot of us face, whether it's Water Fire or any of these other programs, is a lack of funding and getting people interested and getting them on board to sponsor and to make these programs available. And I know that, I mean, did you find that was a difficult process, getting this off the ground again this year? Or?
It was very difficult in the onset, mainly because there's so many nonprofits in the state, and you know, I think Rhode Island has one of the highest rates of nonprofits in the country. And to go to people, to you had to prove to them that this is not just the average idea, and it wasn't, because it provided hope to a lot of the people that feel hopeless in our community. You know, to tell people, to see little kids out there shooting, asking, you know, is the Midnight League going to be around when they turn 18? Mm-hmm. Ask grown men coming there with their children and their wives and their grandmothers with their beach chairs and just hanging out in the middle of, you know, the inner city in the hot sun, you know, 3 or 4 hours straight, just to be with their neighbor. What other opportunities do you have to really talk with your neighbor besides church, maybe, or a funeral on the other end? Mm-hmm. Other than that, you know, they don't see each other.
Yeah.
So for them to come out and have basketball as the backdrop, something fun, with law enforcement right beside them, politicians. We had Cranston politicians coming from all over the state, Warwick, and of course the Providence politicians came out just to watch the games and sit with the people.
Well, because
it's
fun, and it's a good time, and again, everybody can be involved. And I love the fact that you've got the law enforcement involved. We were talking about this. You work with the state police, you were saying?
Yes.
Well, they actually had a team in the league as well.
Rhode Island State Police had a team, and the Providence Police, and the Providence Fire Department.
Did they play each other?
They played. Well, they didn't play each other. They didn't get a chance to, but they played against the community.
I was going
to
say who won.
We don't want to start anything. This is Rhode Island. Let's stop.
All right,
everybody was competitive.
No, it was great. It was great.
Well, I mean, I think it's just wonderful work that you're doing, and we're going to have to take a break in a second, but when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about not only the Midnight Summer Basketball League, but where's this going in the future? Are we going to see it next summer? Is there something that we can see happening in the fall? And again, I want to get back to this Project Night Vision. That really is intriguing to me. So, everyone, you're listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. I'm speaking with Kobe Dennis and Sean Holly, and we'll be right back.
Want to be involved in Rhode Island's largest volunteer-supported arts organization? Waterfire Providence has rewarding volunteer opportunities at every Waterfire lighting and throughout the week, every week. Our incredible volunteers make it all happen in a variety of ways, from being on the river to greeting guests and everything in between. There's truly something for everyone. Individuals and groups can get involved today. Email us at volunteer@waterfire.org or call 401-273-9727.
And hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And I've been having a great conversation with two amazing men that are doing really wonderful things here in not only Providence, but pretty much the state of Rhode Island. And it's all related to, jumping through hoops and throwing things through hoops. So I'm here with Kobe Dennis, who is the commissioner of the Providence Midnight Summer Basketball League, and Sean Holly, who is the coordinator, and I know a big help trying to put everything together having to do with this Midnight Summer Basketball League. But when we went to break, we were just talking about it's more than just basketball, guys, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So
it's a lifestyle. It's definitely more than basketball.
So when we say that, so I know we're going to bring people out there, they're going to be playing basketball, we're bringing the community together, but what else is happening? What's there?
So, you know, I just like to start by saying that, as we said before, basketball is the backdrop in several inner cities. You know, basketball goes way back to the days of, you know, Julius Erving and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Those guys, you know, grew up in the mean streets of their cities. And in the city of Providence, I wouldn't say they're so mean, but I know there's a lack of opportunities. So we took basketball, which is very easy to put together, but we brought so many things along with it. So, for instance, we came up with the slogan More Than Basketball because we wanted people, especially our sponsors as well, to realize that this would not just be sponsoring guys dribbling up and down the court. It would go much further than that. So when they get off the court, they were able to talk to people from the National Guard, who is one of our biggest sponsors. They were able to talk to the Rhode Island State Police about recruitment. They were able to talk to the Providence Police about recruitment. Even the Lincoln PD, Warwick PD, they have all called me up to come and be a part of the Providence Midnight League to recruit and just to be around the people in the inner city to talk to them and pick their brain about different issues and things that are going on.
See, that's awesome, because I remember when I had Hugh Clemens on the show a while ago, a lot of his initiatives, I know at least in Providence, where it's what he would call community policing. So getting back out there and getting like boots on the ground and actually talking to people. And so this sounds like the perfect environment to do that. But also, so now you're providing a place for people, employment opportunities, essentially.
Yes. And we had two or three jobs programs come out and speak to people about employment opportunities. You know, how to fill out applications and what to do on the job, so on and so forth. So, we you know, this is, as I'll say again, more than basketball, and we're going to continue throughout the year to give opportunities to the basketball players.
Because, again, we will see this coming back next summer, most definitely. And
definitely back in the next summer. One of the other things we'd look to do in the future is career counseling to help our youth empower them, enrich them with skill sets that can they can carry forward into different careers. So that's also point out to them that there's other things to do than just play sports out there. Or even in the sports industry, there's many different type of employment opportunities, whether it's being the owner, whether it's in the PR department, marketing. There's a number of different careers that are wrapped around sports itself. You don't have to be the one dribbling the ball or carrying the football down the field. There's plenty of other.
Well, and you've got personal experience with that because I know that when you've been a sports agent, right?
Correct.
As well as a lawyer, and so I all right. Sean sent over his bio yesterday, and it was like pages and pages, and I was like, I don't even know what to do with this because you've done so much. But you're right. There's so many places to go. One, I think just being able to play sports it's good for the soul. It's exercise, it's movement, it's discipline, it's strategy.
Right.
And learning those things, you're right, it crosses all sorts of like different levels and it can lead to marketing. And there's so many different options and places for people to go. What is your passion about teaching, and I'm going to ask this to each of you, about teaching our youth and really kind of lending a hand out to our youth? Where does that come from?
Well, obviously, to start out, it's giving back. It's helping the youth have a better platform than I had. Not that I had a bad platform, but the fact is, I want to make sure that our youth are stronger and better and more empowered for careers than we are.
Yeah. So, did you grow up in Rhode Island, Sean? No.
No, I grew up in D.C.
Okay. So
Washington, D.C., yeah. I came to Rhode Island as a result of going to Providence College and pretty much have been here ever since in some capacity.
Well, I know because I was introduced to you when you were doing the full court boardroom, which is something that is at PC, right? And it brings together alumni and...
Yeah, it started out with bringing back former Providence College basketball players,
mm-hmm.
But it has gravitated towards also individuals who have an interest in those former players too as well. So it's been a good rallying.
And there's a degree of philanthropy involved in that as well, don't you guys have?
Yeah, each summer we try to do some sort of event that gives back to some particular organization in the community. So it's not just us coming back every summer just to get together, but also to make good use of our time too as well.
And have you been involved with the Summer Basketball League? So did you do any...
Well, we had some of the players come out to the... just so happens that our playoff and championship Saturday for the Midnight League coincided with the same weekend of the Providence full court boardroom coming back. So
oh, cool.
There were a number of players that were able to come back and watch the playoffs and interact with some of the kids there.
That's awesome. And so, Kobe, I want to go back to you. So what is it about you? Because Lord knows there's not a lot of money in this. So there's got to be something passion-wise that really is feeding your soul.
Sure. But before I get to that, I wanted to talk about the two things that I neglected to speak about and I'm very passionate about, which is the voter registration initiative,
mm-hmm.
and the veterans. So the two Vs we want to talk about because voter registration is very key. And with a lot of these players and their siblings being teenagers, you can vote. You can register to vote at 16. I think maybe 50% of the players, including some of my staff members, didn't know that.
Yeah.
You can register to vote at 16. You can't actively vote to 18, but these are the things that we were able to teach the players.
That's awesome. education.
Education.
Again, that's perfect. But again, so what is that passion that you've got?
So my passion, as we played basketball right next to Veterans Hospital over there in Providence, the court right below it, one of the locations was there, just to give back to the community and let everyone know that, I went off to war and things like that, not to be a hero, but to show people that these are the different things that you can do when you're there or come back to your home city. To continue to do what I do, it has a lot to do with the state of my community, which, I'm not always happy with. But instead of sitting back complaining or going, barbershop talk, I get out there and do it.
Right on.
I'm an action guy.
Just do it, right?
Just do it.
I love it. So the other thing, and we haven't touched on it, even as close to as much as I'd like to, is Project Night Vision. That's something totally separate, but it's happening all over the state. Are you the founder, right?
Yep, founder. a director. I'd like to say executive director, but then people would think I get some type of compensation. I actually volunteer. I've been volunteering about 5 or 6 years alongside of the Providence Police and State Police, who have been helping me. My program, a lot of people call it a police program, so that improves. I don't want to say improves, but definitely narrows down the caliber of young people that I get, because they know I'm dealing with law enforcement on a daily basis.
Yep.
So I like that aspect of it. And my program is pretty much, you know, the backdrop is athletics, but we have guest speakers. We'll have to have you come in as well. We have guest speakers every week that come in and speak to the kids about their career and the opportunities they can have moving forward, college opportunities, military. And it's just a good time for kids to have a safe place to go and feel confident in themselves.
And most, I'm assuming, because it's called night vision, a lot of these activities are at night.
Hence the words. That definitely 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday. Sometimes we go on weekends.
Yeah.
You know, we do trips, everything from Six Flags to West Point.
I want to go to Six Flags.
Me too.
Well, I want to go back to West Point. That was one of my favorite
things. They'd kick me out
we
of West Point. So if people want more information, gentlemen, on both of these initiatives, where do we go? How do we let them know?
Well, ProvidenceMidnightBasketball.com. You can go to that to reach out to the Midnight League staff. Or just my regular email is just KOBIUS71@gmail.com. And I'm a personable guy, so I'd rather, you know.
Yeah, you know what? You're pretty personable, Kobe.
I love that.
And anything else? Sean, would you like to add anything else?
One of the things we talked about beforehand is the fact that how Kobe and I came together.
Yeah.
That this league has not only brought together players, different players from across the region who didn't know each other or who weren't, who may never have played against each other, but it also has brought together a number of individuals from a professional standpoint.
Yeah.
People have been trying to introduce Kobe and I for the longest time. For whatever reason, we haven't. But over as a result of the Midnight League, we have finally met in person, and definitely have been he's been great to work with. Kobe's one of the not only current leaders of the Providence region, but certainly a hot person to keep a sight on as far as a future leader for the Providence region too as well, and I'll leave that at that.
Well, I think you're both two amazing men doing wonderful things. We will have up on the Waterfire website also the connections to the Midnight Basketball League as well as Project Night Vision. And again, it's just so nice to see what you guys are doing. And you're right, people are making new friends. They're making connections. It's more than just shooting hoops. It's a little bit of everything.
Right.
And everyone should check it out. You're listening to AM 790, your station for Talkin' Business. And we'll be right back.